Just wondering you about this. I'm wondering you about this. Rory McIlroy and Caroline, I can never get her second name right, Wozniacki, is it? Caroline Wozniacki announced their engagement on Twitter a couple of days ago. So they're going to get married pretty soon. But before they even announced it, Rory, in an old-fashioned romantic sort of way, went around and asked the father for Caroline's hand in marriage. So went around, knocked at the door, sat down, maybe sat across the desk, had a little drink and said, look, I would, you know, before I ask Caroline, obviously our Caroline knows, but I'm asking you, is it okay, can I ask for her hand in marriage? And I suppose he looked across and went, well, you're okay for a few bob, aren't you? Anyway, yeah, what's, have you any hobbies? What, golf, do you like as a hobby? Okay, yeah, you'd be fine. I'm just wondering, is that really, really old fashioned? Do people still do it? Have you considered doing it, or have you done it recently? Now, I'm saying, as I don't want to know if you did it 20, 30, 40, 50 years ago. This is all about the now. Is it still, and is this something to do with the fact that Downton Abbey has become so popular? Do people actually now look for the hand in marriage? Do they go along to the father? Would you expect that of your partner? Or have you gone and asked, you know, her father for her hand in marriage? Is it really, really, is it romantic, or is it just very old-fashioned? I would have thought it'd be really, really old-fashioned. And I'm sure some people would go, well, hang on a second, why do you need my father's permission to marry me? You're marrying me. I'm an adult at this stage. You don't actually have to ask him anymore. It's fine. You know, I moved out 10 years ago. I'm okay on my own. I have a brain. Hello. I don't know. Would you ask? 1850-715-922. Or text us at 51552. Would you, like Rory McIlroy, ask the parents for her hand in marriage? Or do you think that's just a little bit old-fashioned at this stage? I think we moved on a little bit from that. Anyway, give us a shout. 1850-715-922. Text us at 51552. And as usual, with all the other bits and pieces, you can get to us on Twitter at Colm Hayes 2F. Anyway, we're going back to, yeah, Rory McIlroy. Rory, romantic, old-fashioned Rory McIlroy asked Caroline's partner, or Caroline's parents, for her hand in marriage. Is that old-fashioned? Is it old romantic? Is it the way we should be doing things now? Or is it respectful or disrespectful, possibly towards the person you're going to be married to? Michelle, how are you?
Hi, how are you?
I'm not too bad at all. Where do you stand on this?
Originally, I would have thought it was very old-fashioned, but that said, my husband actually went and he asked my dad for my hand in marriage.
Ah.
And he showed him the ring and everything before he actually got around to asking me.
Wow. So you didn't even know he was going to ask you?
No, like, we were only together at that stage maybe 6 years.
Right.
We were only 25, so we were really young, so I wouldn't have expected anything at that stage. But yeah, no, he had the ring picked out, he took it over, showed it to my dad, asked his permission, and yeah, it kind of went from there.
Your dad said yes, obviously.
Well, yeah, because they're really close.
Right.
And, like, the one thing with John is, like, he's literally part of the family since day one. He's always there, you know, and he's really supportive, not just to me, but to the whole family. So it was lovely, you know.
So before, you might have thought, oh, hang on a second, that's just a little bit old-fashioned, but you think it's nice, sweet, romantic?
I think it's very respectful and, yeah, a bit on the romantic side.
But respectful to the extent, do you not think that he should have probably asked you first and then maybe gone to your dad? Like, you don't think it makes you feel like you're a possession that is there to be traded?
No, I can kind of get where people would think that way, but I'm more of a romantic maybe than a little bit of a feminist.
Right.
So, it's nice. No, I'm not a possession, but I am. He respected us enough, you know, and he just wanted to get my dad's blessing and, you know, he wanted to do it right in his mind.
I think he can be a feminist and romantic. I think there's many romantic feminists. I don't think it's one or the other.
Yeah, I get that. Well, I'm probably opening up a can of worms. But no, for me, it was more about kind of involving my family and, the whole lot. It meant a lot because we're all about family, you know.
Well, I hope if you open a can of worms, it's a romantic can of worms and not a feminist can of worms.
Exactly.
Don't want to be dealing with that again. No, I do. I suppose in some ways, and here I am, a dad as well, you know, and my daughter is many years away from being married. But if a guy came came to me and said, look, I'm asking permission to marry Holly, I'd say, well, have you asked her?
Well, normally, like, you would have the conversations, like, you know, it would, we were together 6 years, it would have come up like that we would eventually get married and he would have known I would have been okay with the idea. But, like, if it was completely out of the blue, you were with somebody a couple of months and they went off and asked, yeah, that's strange.
Yeah, but like, what are your intentions? Are your intentions good? Got a job, pension, car, all that sort of stuff, yeah.
Exactly, yeah.
But you're okay with it?
Yeah, I was fine with it.
All right, and everything's good?
Everything's good, yeah. We're married a long time now, so getting old.
All right, listen, Michelle, good talking to you.
Thanks for winning, Colin.
Take care of yourself. See you, bye-bye.
Bye.
Laura, how are you?
Hi, Colin, how are you?
Where are you on asking for the hand in marriage?
Yeah, I definitely think that the father should be asked, definitely.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
Why not the mother?
Well, I think it's just a tradition, isn't it, that you ask the dad, and it's just, it shows a lot of respect.
Do you think so?
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. My now husband, he asked my dad, and I probably would have been annoyed if he didn't ask him. I think it just shows a great deal of respect.
Mm. But do you not... okay, did he ask your dad before he asked you?
Yeah, he did, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, it was a complete surprise, yeah. Yeah, he asked him first.
Do you not think he should ask your mum as well?
Well, I suppose he could have asked my mum, but I don't know, it's just the old tradition, I suppose, isn't it? He asked the dad, and... my parents love my husband, and like he, like a bit like Michelle, the girl that was on before me. Like he was always in the family, and my parents, I think they love him more than they love me, to be honest with you. Yeah, there was never any doubt. Like my dad was going to say no. He was thrilled, like when he heard, absolutely thrilled.
So how does that, because it didn't happen to me, so how does that conversation happen? Does he ring up and say, look, do you want to go for a beer, or is it, yeah?
Well, my dad was working in a pub at the time, so he called in to see him, and they were kind of chit-chatting about golf, because they play golf together, and then my husband just asked him then, he just said, look, I want to marry your daughter, and they were just, he was thrilled. Yeah, that's just kind of how it happened.
I wonder, has there ever been a case where the dad has said, no, you can't. No, absolutely. Now, look at the state of you. Get off. Get a proper job. Come back in 5 years' time. My daughter, she's not marrying somebody like you. I wonder, has that ever happened?
I'm sure it has, but I mean, like, most guys that would go to the father, I'd say they're fairly confident that he's going to say, yeah, that's why they would probably do it.
Yeah, yeah. So you think it's a good sign of respect, and you like the tradition behind it?
Absolutely, yeah. I think it's a lovely thing to do, to ask the dad first. Yeah, absolutely.
How long are you married now?
We got married in August there, just gone.
Oh, very nice. Where did you go to get married?
We got married in Lanzarote.
Ah, that's
Spain,
nice.
Yeah.
Lovely, lovely.
Yeah, it was nice.
All right, Laura, listen, okay, so you agree with it. You're right behind Rory there on that one. All right.
Absolutely.
Thanks, Laura. Take care.
Bye, Colin. Bye.
Bye-bye. Craig, how are you?
Hi, Colin. How are you?
Not too bad at all. Tell me, where are you on? Did you ask permission?
I did indeed, yeah.
Okay. When was this?
It was back in June.
So why did you go to our dad?
Well, we've been together for about 5 years. We have two kids, so we had obviously talked about getting married quite a lot. And one of the things that came up was obviously asking the dad for permission. She has two older sisters who are both engaged and both are now married. And neither of them really done it properly. The first one never asked. The second one was kind of, everybody knew it was going to happen. It was arranged that he was going to ask. So the dad was kind of just a bit annoyed that he never really got what he expected, having three daughters, obviously. Basically, I knew it meant an awful lot to her that her dad would get the proper ask and that she'd get surprised properly. I think if you're going to go down the traditional route of proposing, as in you have the ring, you're going to surprise them, it's just another thing you need to take off the list, really. And when I did finally propose, it was one of the things that she asked me, oh, have you asked me dad? And I said, yeah, of course. And she was delighted with it. So
how do you go about that conversation, Craig? Do you pick up the phone and ring him and say, listen, do you want to meet up for a beer, or do you want to go to a game and I want to talk to you about something? Or?
No, we wouldn't really have that kind of... relationship. What happened was, actually, I was heading over to the UK for a course of work, and he was giving me a lift up to the airport, and we were just chit-chatting on the way up, and I kind of said, right, well, it's very rare that I'd be alone in his company, so I might as well ask him now. And he was absolutely thrilled. In fact, he nearly crashed the car, so he was a little bit shocked, to say the least, but he was delighted anyway, because I hadn't asked Karen yet, so it wasn't after the fact, and it was another few weeks away, so he was delighted to be in on it and that.
So did you tell him as well, look, I haven't asked your daughter yet, I wanted to just clear it with you first?
Exactly, yeah. Now, obviously, he said himself, he goes, why are you even asking me? Sure, it's her decision, but I knew just it meant something to her and it would mean something to him, to our family, really, so that's what I kind of came to. I think I was just echoing what everybody else is saying. It's a lot to do with tradition and just respect, really.
Did he well up in the eyes, and did you well up a little bit? Was there a hug between you and the future father-in-law?
Oh, Jesus, no, he just laughed at me.
But still, you felt it was necessary.
It was the right thing to do, I think. Especially, he's quite a traditional man anyway, so I knew if I was to get engaged, that would have to be part of it. So,
So are you married yet?
No, it's another few years away, so I'll have to save up.
Okay, and he'll be walking her up the aisle?
Exactly, yeah, doing the speech and everything.
All right, okay. So, for you, absolutely necessary?
Of course, yeah. And I mean, like, I know there's a lot of people saying that should you ask the mother, and I think it depends on the kind of relationship your future husband or wife to be has with their parents. If it's the case that they're both the same, then yeah, if one's more traditional than the other, just ask that person. If the mother's by herself, then ask the mother. But I think asking for permission, it's up to you and it's up to them at the end of the day who's going to decide who's going to get married. But it's just a nice little nod and respect, really.
All right, Craig, listen, thanks for the call, and hopefully it all works out in a couple of years. But sure, it's working out now anyway. The kids are there and everything.
Yeah, exactly. Brilliant. Thanks a million, Colin.
All right, Craig, take care of yourself. See you now. Bye-bye. Okay, Jacqueline, how are you?
I'm grand, and yourself?
I'm not too bad at all. How did it work out for you?
We went on a family holiday with my parents to Malta many years ago now. And my now husband asked my dad for permission when we were on holiday. And Paul didn't propose to me for 4 weeks afterwards.
Wow.
And my dad kept it quiet.
Did you know he'd asked your dad on the holiday?
No, I had no idea.
So how did he go about it? Get him on the side when he... playing a game of golf or something, or go for a walk on the beach?
We were all walking down for dinner one night because my sister and my nephew were there as well, and my dad was and Paul were kind of walking in front of us. And from what I can gather, he asked them on the way down to the restaurant, because all of us, when we got to the restaurant, my dad was very happy, kind of suspiciously so now when I look back at it. And he started saying, oh, it's wonderful, the two of you are together and all this kind of stuff, which isn't the kind of thing that my dad would come out with ever.
Right.
And it came out afterwards that Paul had actually asked them when they were walking down to the restaurant, so...
And was your dad very happy that's what Paul did? That, you know, did he feel that was quite a great sign of respect towards him?
Yeah, I think so. My dad would be very traditional, so in lots of ways. And I know for a fact that he asked my mum's mum for permission, because my mum's dad had passed away by that stage. Yeah. So I know that he'd asked my gran for permission to get married to my mum many years ago. So I think he actually saw it as a really big mark of respect. I think he kind of... Paul went up in his estimation after doing that. So.
Right, okay. So respect, tradition, and it worked out well for you guys.
It did. It worked out very well. So.
Okay, and your dad had to keep it quiet then for what, like 4 weeks? I'd say that's the hardest part, isn't it?
I think so. Paul he asked my dad for permission, he wanted to do it face to face because my dad doesn't live in Ireland. So the fact that we were all away together, I think Paul saw it as a perfect opportunity to kind of actually do it at that stage. But I still didn't have the ring or anything like that. So he wanted to find the ring and everything first before he actually asked me. And then he asked me about 4 days before we flew back home to visit the parents so that I could actually go back and say, look, I actually have a ring now.
Okay. Oh, very traditional. Loads of respect.
Very traditional.
All right, Jacqueline, thanks for the call.
Thanks very much.
Take care of yourself.
See you
now. Bye-bye. This is all to do with the fact that this is exactly what Rory McIlroy did. And he went to Caroline's dad and asked for her hand in marriage. It seems to be a lot to do with respect. I suppose maybe now, yeah, maybe I'm changing slightly. It's all to do with tradition, not too sure. But respect, yeah, I think that's very important. Asking for the hand in marriage. Can I have your hand in marriage, please? Your daughter's hand in marriage. I got married in 2011. And my husband asked my father for his blessing before his proposal, as did all of my brother-in-laws when they were getting engaged. All of the brides are modern women, solicitors and accountants, and we all thought it was a lovely, respectful thing to do. Colin, my fiancé asked my father for my hand. We hadn't got married yet. He asked my dad last September. My dad's not being one for that sort of tradition, answered him with, what are you asking me for? She's the one you want to marry now. Go and ask her. But I think secretly he was chuffed. Colm, I think it's a disgrace for a man to ask the father's permission. It goes back to the days of old when women were treated as less than humans to be passed on, she being unable to make such an important decision. Okay, let me get you another one here. And Colm, what if the father said no? Ah, please, somebody out there must have been in a situation. There's a guy out there, surely you were in a situation when you asked the dad and the dad went, no. No, you can go and marry her if that's the way it's going to be, but I'm telling you, I'm not giving you permission. I suppose then you can't really end up going to the wedding, can you? Colm, 9 years ago now, my hubby Brian asked my dad for his, was it okay to marry me? I was standing in the hallway while this was all happened with my ring on my finger. It was wonderful for my dad as he felt part of the occasion and also that my hubby respected him so much to ask him. My dad knew Brian would look after me. I'm his only daughter. It's a lovely thing to do. Yeah. Colm, in ye old times, the man was the head of the house and owned all of the women in ye old household, so his permission had to be sought for him to have the final say. Thankfully, them days are now long gone. Well, yeah, but people are still asking. Colm, my sister and boyfriend got engaged in Oz before Christmas, and my sister's boyfriend rang my mother here in Ireland, my parents are separated, to ask her permission to marry her. My mother was delighted, but thought it was strange that she was asked. All the way from Oz. Okay, here's one way. And here's one more. Colm, I know of a jeweller's in Carlow that got a ring returned because the dad said no. All right. Just actually want to get back to hand asking for your hand in marriage, as Rory McIlroy did for Caroline from Caroline's dad. Colm, my now husband never asked my father or mother for my hand in marriage in 2010. My parents are separated and my father lives in another country and my mum takes on the role of mother and father. So I didn't really expect he would ask her, but I was actually a bit upset that he never asked my mum. I'm all about chivalry and being a gentleman, opening doors, etc. So I would be a bit old-fashioned when it comes to things like that. And also, Christine, how are you?
Hi.
How are you?
I'm grand.
How are you on the hand in marriage? Asking for the hand in marriage.
Yeah, the funny thing is, it never even crossed my mind until actually I threw an engagement party for my daughter, and it was a throwaway comment by my ex-husband that said to her fiancé, you never asked me for her hand.
Yeah.
And until that point, it had never even crossed my mind. And I think since that, I've been thinking about it. And then, of course, your radio show today, talking all about it. And I thought, what's he talking about? You know, it should have been me that should have been asked,
right.
Not him. Because we're separated over 22 years now. And I had, raised the children by myself. And so, just by a throwaway remark and me having to think about it, and really because I felt, well, why should you be asked? Mm. It should have been me.
So are you now slightly upset that he didn't, as in the boyfriend of your daughter, didn't ask you?
Yes, I am.
And do you think if Dad had been around, then he would have definitely gone to Dad?
That's what I don't know, because I haven't brought the subject up with either my daughter or her fiancé, and I probably won't.
Right.
But can I just say, Colm, what this is leading on to in my head now, which is going down another road again, but on the similar subject, is who's going to walk her up the aisle? I would like to be the one to walk her up the aisle.
And does she still have, a good relationship with her dad?
Yeah.
But as far as you're concerned, you're the one that brought her up.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, and when's that conversation going to take place?
Oh, I don't know.
When are they getting married?
Within the next 2 to 3 years.
Okay. So would you be very upset if you were sitting there with the nice hat on and watching himself walk her up the aisle?
I think so. Because he wasn't around for 22 years, so...
Wow.
Well, not for all of it, only the latter end of it.
That's going to be tough, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It is going to be tough.
Okay, all right. Well, that's a conversation you're going to have. I don't know where, but again, tradition would be that he would walk up the aisle, but tradition is out the window when you're actually there and you brought the two of them up, you know?
Yeah. And that's just the way I feel. You know, it was me that was there for all the good times, the bad times, the hard times, the difficult times, you know. I was the one that was there for all of those.
Okay, but would you, just again, because I'm thinking of, you know, when people get married on that day, the day of the wedding, there's so much going on, it can be just terrible pressure. Will you respect her opinion?
I probably will, yes.
Or her
I
decision, will. Her decision, rather. Yes. She says, well, Dad's going to walk me up the aisle. Would you?
Yeah.
Will you go, well, hang on a second, why am I? And why didn't he ask me for your permission in the first place? Or will you just keep quiet about it?
Well, no doubt I will raise the subject. Don't know how, don't know when. Probably over a nice glass of wine or something. But yeah. I probably will ask her, had she thought about it?
Right.
I won't kind of sit silent and on the day, you know, have those feelings. I'll definitely have it out before the actual day.
Right, okay. But not to the detriment of you being involved in it?
No. I mean, if she chooses, if it's her choice to have her dad, well then, I'll go along with that.
And you'll attend the wedding?
Oh, of course. Oh, gosh, yes, absolutely.
Okay, because you know the way these sort of conversations suddenly can extend into, ooh, issues and then it's, you know. But I mean, hey, who am I to say? Who am I to say?
Yeah,
it's what you got to do. Interesting, though. It's an interesting one.
Yeah.
Give us a text in 3 years' time, will you, and tell us how it worked out.
I will do.
Christine, good talking to you.
Thank you very much.
Interesting dilemma. Take care of yourself. Actually, if you've got anything on that, that's an interesting dilemma. Who walks who up the aisle? Depending on who is there, taking care of who and why. Column at rte.ie if you want to email us overnight or throughout the day. We got to go.